Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you'll hear a lecture on the internet. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about getting online, we mean being connected to the internet. A giant network of computers that connects people and information all over the world. The internet has a lot in common with other forms of communication. Like the U.S. Postal Service, the internet allows anyone who knows your internet address to send you an electronic mail or email. Like the telephone, the internet allows you to chat with other people by participating in online discussion groups. Like the library, the internet contains information on almost any topic you can imagine in many formats, including books, articles, videos, and music recordings. In addition to words, one part of the internet, the World Wide Web, is especially interesting to people because it includes pictures and sounds. The internet began in the 1960s as a U.S. Department of Defense communication network. Soon after, university researchers and professors began to use it to communicate with others in their fields. Internet use really took off in the early 1990s with the arrival of the web, which made it easier to find and view information online. No one, no country, organization, or company is in charge of the internet. It's growing, and its form and content is being changed by its users every day. A computer that is connected to the internet allows you to turn your home, community center, local library, or school into a place of unlimited information and communication. The internet can help your family.
That is the end of Part B.